I say he's worthy to be praised. Come on and give him some praise. Praise his holy name. I like his name because it's holy. Anything holy is, there's no flaws in it. There's no trap doors in it. Can't nothing get in. Glory to God. For it is whole. Glory to God. Come on and give him some praise. You may be seated. Open your Bibles quickly to Deuteronomy chapter 2. Ye shall buy meat of them for money, that ye may eat. And ye shall also buy water of them for money, that ye may drink. For the Lord thy God has blessed thee in all the works of thy hand. He knoweth thy walking through this great wilderness these 40 years. The Lord thy God has been with thee. Thou hast lacked nothing. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, key to life is having a right spirit. Children of God are still going through a wilderness experience. But the trouble is that the attitude is messed up and they don't have the right spirit. No matter what you do, you got to go through. See, Israel done went through. That's why they got to this point. That's how they got to this point. You got to go through something to get through something else. We had to go through this day, and it's not yet over to get to tomorrow. We are still going through a wilderness experience, but it's for our goodness and our strength and our a belief and our trust in God. But the thing is that we have to maintain this right spirit and this attitude, the right attitude. Sometimes God has to lead you or take you into a place where he can talk to you. I find out a lot of times you go, the only way God can get our attention, it's when we get in trouble, when we get ourselves in trouble. And that's spiritual and physically. Man get himself in trouble and he cry like a baby. I remember when my sons got in prison, they started changing overnight. Crying like a baby. Wasn't doing anything but watering the word down with their tears. Why? Because they didn't want to go through the wilderness that they could not perceive beforehand. The Bible says Jesus is the way. He is the truth. He is the light. And if we follow him, we can make it all the way home. But in order for us to make it through, we got to have Jesus with us. Why? Because he got to work on our attitude. He got to give us the right spirit. He got to give us the power to trust him, give us the authority to know him according to his word. God is going to do according to his word. And if we stand up on that word, God is going to bring us out every time. He said, I will never fail thee. So that means that he's going to bring me out every time. So that means when I go into the wilderness, I got to have the right spirit and the right attitude. You see, a lot of people don't want to go in the wilderness, but you got to go anyway. The children of Israel didn't want to go into the wilderness. God took them. You know, sometimes I wonder, was that a shortcut? See, they didn't have to be in there as long as they was in there. You and I are our own blockage that keep us from getting our blessings when we are going through the wilderness. When we go through the wilderness and we take our eyes off of God, we miss our blessing. And guess what? It's not going to be restored. I don't know about you, but I thought about that. I said, Well, that which I should have done, I didn't do. And if I'd have done it right, if I'd have listened to God, I wonder what my blessing would have been. I don't know about you, but I don't want to wonder any longer. Glory to God. I want to know, glory to God. I want everything that God's got. Some things that he got from me when he put them before me, I might not want them, but I'm going to receive them anyway. Why? Because they are right for me, glory to God. If they wasn't right for you and if they wasn't right for me, then God wouldn't give them to you, glory to God. If the willingness ain't right for us, God won't lead you into the willingness. He ain't going to lead you in there and leave you. That willingness experience, in the willingness, don't nothing grow in there. Wasn't no water, no trees. Ain't no birds flying. Dead. Even the buzzards know better to go up in there. Wasn't nothing up in there. Why would God take you through a willingness experience so that you can come out as pure gold? You got to be tried as a fire to receive from God. If you don't want to be tried, don't worry about getting anything from God. So we got to maintain a right spirit and a right attitude all the time. We are still going through. The majority, most of us, die in the wilderness. See, that first generation didn't get the promise. Look what they missed. They don't even know what they missed. But God had promised it anyway, so God had to still move forth with his promise. If you don't want to move, then God's going to move anyway. He ain't going to wait on you to get right. He ain't going to wait on you to trust in him. He ain't going to wait on you to call upon him. He's already written it, glory to God. He said that those that will call upon me, my people that are called by my name, if they'll humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways and pray, he said, then will I hear from heaven, and then will I bless them, then will I come to their rescue, then will I be with them in the wilderness all the way through. Hallelujah. People get in the wilderness and they start crying, Lord, I don't know why I'm going through this. I know I'm prayed up. God, I know my word. And God gonna say to you, how do you know this word except that you read what it says? How do you know my word except you do what it says? You can't know the word of God. You can't experience the word of God if you do not apply it to your life. If I don't apply the word of God to my life, if I didn't trust God when I was sick, I wouldn't be healed today. I might not even be here today. I might have got afraid in the wilderness when my back went out and my leg was paralyzed. I could have got afraid and not trust God and trust in man. Who would have got out his instruments and start cutting on me and removing this and removing that. But I decided to trust God and to let him touch me with his power so that I can understand his healing, glory to God. When God healed me, then I understood. If he can do it once, he can do it again. If he can heal me, then he can bring me out of all of the other circumstances and situations that I'm going to encounter in life. Sure enough, Israel was hard-headed. When they was in the wilderness, they wasn't prayerful. Because God wouldn't accept it anyway. But they had a high priest. Type shadow of Moses, type shadow of the high priest, type shadow of Christ, who went unto the holy mountain and talked to God. He didn't go through no other way. Moses went direct. He went face to face with God, one on one with God. Don't you know you can go one on one with God? You don't Jesus is our high priest. He's on the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. We don't need a Moses making intercession. Glory to God. We got a high priest, glory to God, who done been through the wilderness, who know every step of the way, who done conquered everything, who done overcame everything, who predestinated, who ordained it, who foreknew it, glory to God, and set it in the order even before he created the heavens and the earth. God was a reality. The Bible says in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and that Word was God. In other words, God was a reality even before the moon was created. He was a reality even before the birds were created. He was a reality, glory to God. He was already a tree. He was already a bird. He was already that which he was going to create. Glory to God. God was here, glory to God. He predestinated my reality, glory to God. He predestinated your future, glory to God. Why? Because he already laid it down. So that tells me one thing. When I go through the wilderness, glory to God, I'm my reality. I'm going to get through, glory to God. I ain't going to worry about this, and I'm not going to worry about that. I'm not going to be troubled on every side. I'm not going to be hurt by my feelings. I'm not going to be hurt by my emotions. Why? Because the reality says I'm going to get through. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What is our response to God's word? Should we respond or should we react? Most of the time we react, don't even know it. Comes automatically. The old nature works so fast. He's always at high speed. He's always at his quickness. He's always there to try to discourage you, to say that it ain't gonna work. He's always there to tell you, well, maybe you need to go back to the doctor. When God told you you healed, your flesh gonna tell you, look at that little pain you got over there. It might turn into something big. You need to go check it out. You need to go back in there and take one of those Bayer aspirins. That's the flesh talking to you. But I'd rather hear the Spirit of the Lord when he said, by my stripes ye were healed. Glory to God. That's a reality. Come on, Moshaka. That means that God already predestined my healing, glory to God. He already predestinated my going through. He already predestinated my blessing. He already predestinated that I'm going to have more than enough. He already predestinated that I'm going to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. God already predestinated that you're going to be an overcomer, glory to God. God already predestinated that if you stand on his word, you shall surely go through, and you and the fire won't burn you, and the water won't drown you. Why? Because his word is all power in heaven and earth. Hallelujah. When we go into that wilderness, you know the first thing God deal with? Attitude. Stinking thinking. Attitude. Surrounded by your feelings. Hard on them, you know, I'm prayed up. I know your word, God. What I don't understand, God, is why I'm going through this wilderness. Well, if you can't understand that, then you don't understand God's word. Because he said when you're going through the wilderness, glory to God, don't you know Jesus Christ done already carved his image in your wilderness experience? Don't you know he done already walked through that wilderness, glory to God? He left his footprints behind so that we can step in that path of righteousness and follow in his footsteps, glory to God. So when you're going through that wilderness, God done took care of everything, glory to God. So you don't have no doubt, glory to God. I don't have no doubt. I'm going to make it out, glory to God. I'm not in a derision. I'm not in a delusion, glory to God. But I'm in the reality of his power and his might. And his might and his power says, I'm going to get through. So God deal with our attitude. Because if he don't, we won't get through. If God hadn't done what he did in the time of Israel, they'd have never got out of the wilderness. They'd have still been in that wilderness. But see, God, the promise and the blessings had to move forward. God had to do what he already predestinated. Glory to God. Woo. So what did he do? He didn't wait on Israel. It got so bad there that he dismissed a few of them. I'll put it that way. He dismissed them. The rest of them, he just let them abide out the time. And then he let the present generation that came out of that last generation. And God began to teach them. And see, God is teaching us not to remember the past to a certain point. He didn't want Israel to remember their forefathers, what they done. He wanted to remember them, what they done to get them in the wilderness, why they didn't get through so they can get the promise. God is steady telling his people and guiding us and directing us, telling us how we can get through, showing us the way. The trouble is that we are looking in the natural. You can't pretend or you can't perceive the spiritual in the natural. The only thing you got in the natural is your five senses. And sometimes we are guided by our five senses. What we see, we believe. What we feel, we believe. What we hear, we believe. And we fall down a lot on that hearing thing. See, because this stuff coming in every second. Some people say, well, I got thoughts coming into my mind every day. No, they coming in on the split second. And check this out. When you sleep, they still coming in. That's why you need God. That's why you need God to get to the next point of your blessing. If you don't go through, you won't get to the blessing. If you're weak, God said, I'll make you strong. God going to put you in the wilderness whether you like it or not. But you got to remember that Jesus is in that wilderness. Listen, when you go through that wilderness and see the footsteps of Jesus, you can say, Jesus done been here, glory to God. And when you're going through your trouble and your trials, you remember the footsteps of Jesus. You remember his image that's carved in you, glory to God. And you said, Jesus done been here. That's why I'm here, glory to God. Why? Because Jesus done went on ahead. He done overcame so that I can be an overcomer. He done put down the enemy so that I can put down the enemy. He done made the pathway straight, the crooked path straight, so that I can go through, glory to God. That's why the word says he's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Ah, glory to God. I don't care how many traps is in your way, glory to God. God will make a way out of no way. I don't care how dark it is in your life. God is the light that shines, glory to God, into that darkness. And that darkness comprehended not, glory to God, but it opened up the way that God done already predestinated you for your victory. Hallelujah. Another problem. Reason why the majority die in the wilderness is because they don't mix no faith into that stuff that they're going through. You got to put some faith in what you're going through, or you ain't going to make it. It's just like making a cake. If you don't put the right ingredients in there, don't call it a cake. And if you want to find out if it's a real cake, call me. Let me taste it. I'll tell you. Glory to God. That's what God wants us to mix faith in with our problems. Because faith overcomes. Faith that already overcame. Faith is continuous. Faith don't rest. It ain't got no sit-down place. It ain't got no room for doubting Thomases. God is looking for a people who will not be removed by circumstances and situations, a people who will not be removed by their feelings, glory to God, and what they hear, what they experience. He's looking for a people that's going to keep their mind stayed on him. And when you keep your mind stayed on God, he said, I give you perfect peace in the midst of your storm. Hallelujah. People get that peace mixed up. They think peace, you're supposed to feel easy in peace. I had the peace of God up on me, and I wasn't going through anything. You better check yourself. That ain't peace. You know what peace is? Peace is knowing I'm going to get through the wilderness. Peace is knowing that the good fight that Jesus fought, glory to God, I'm going to use that same ingredients, the same recipe, glory to God, and all I got to do is believe. He done took care of the work. All I got to do is have faith in what he done, glory to God. And then when I get in the wilderness, Jesus done already made the way. He done been there, glory to God. He done did that, glory to God. He done pulled down the stronghold. You ain't got to pull down no stronghold. All you got to do is stand on that holy word, stand on that righteous word, stand on that strong word that done already pulled down the stronghold, that already made the way and already cleared the path so that you can go through and glorify him in the earth. Hallelujah. Glory. Jesus went through that wilderness. I like verse 7 here. It said, for the Lord thy God has blessed thee in all the works of thy hand. He knoweth the walking through the wilderness. God know every step that you take, every thought that you think. He know every time your heart beat, know how many times it beat. He know when the how many times it skip a beat. He know how often your blood travel from your heart through your body and back to your heart again. He know the measure of the oxygen that's in your body. He know when your toenails is going to grow and your fingernails is going to grow. And when you lay down, you don't even see it. The only time you notice is when they already done gotten long, then you got to clip them off. What am I saying? God know your every step, your every move. He know your every intentions. He know your ways. That's why he told the children, your ways are not like mine. God is still telling the people of God that their ways is not like his ways. I know my ways ain't like his. But I'm trying to pull down, so I'm trying to move myself out the way. Because I find out, listen, if I got to go through, let me go through, glory to God, with God. Let me go through somebody who know the way. Let me go through with somebody who know how to fight. Let me go through with somebody that know how to talk. Let me go through with somebody that written a word, glory to God, that written word that become a spoken word when I get it into my spirit. And when I speak that spoken word, it become rhema in my life. In other words, it become a reality. And I'll have whatever I have need of. You got to stand on God's word. It says, for the Lord thy God has blessed thee, all the works of thy hand. Jesus went through the wilderness. God blessed the works of his hand. All of it. That's why we are blessed, because God blessed the works of his hand. Jesus went through that wilderness. He left his footprints. He is the way, the truth, and the life. We can go direct to God now. We don't have to go to the holy mountain. And see, when Moses went there, he didn't have on no special robe. He didn't have on the iPod and no bells on his in his robe. It wasn't time for that. God talked to Moses one-on-one, face to face. If he had had on bells, the children of Israel wouldn't hurt him anyway because God stayed from a distance from him. Thank God he stayed a distance. Ain't that the mercy of God? God said, I'm just going to stay off ways because if I get close to him, I'm going to kill them all. That's why Moses stepped in between. Type shadow of an intercessor. Glory to God. We got a high priest, glory to God. Hallelujah. When you get in trouble, you can call on his name. Why? Because he done already been there. He done already did what you're going through. He done gave you the victory. That's why it says here that you, he said, verse 6, you shall buy meat for them for money that ye may eat, and ye shall buy also water for them for money that ye may drink. For the Lord thy God has blessed thee in all the works of thy hand. He knoweth the walking through the great wilderness these 40 years. The Lord thy God has been with thee. Thou hast lacked nothing. I don't care what kind of wilderness you're going through. God is with you, and you won't lack nothing when you go through that wilderness. Glory to God. Don't worry about your feelings. People worry about their feelings. Have a little pain here? Check it out. Some people go to great trouble to check out a little pain. They get a headache and your old flesh tell you you got a tumor. When all you need is a little aspirin, or maybe you need to eat. If you don't eat right, you're going to get a headache. I don't have to worry about that one. Praise God. I don't have any other wisdom. I got that one. Glory to God. But we have to trust in God and lean not to our what? Own understanding. But in all our ways. God talking about all of them. He talking about some of them. In all our ways. We got to cast all our cares up on him. Everything we go through. Sure, we got a little wisdom, we got knowledge and all this stuff. It's great because God gave it to us. But I like to line minds up with the word of God. I like to line, see, when I line it up with God, then it's for sure that I'm going to get through. But if I trust myself, I like to be like Hezekiah out there eating grass. I'm not planning on eating no grass. I'm planning on having the blessings of God. Jesus went through that wilderness. Moses went through for the children of Israel. He was the high priest, a type shadow of Christ that had not yet come. But one day he stepped out in John, and John looked up and he said, behold, the Lamb of God who come to take away the sin of the world, glory to God, who come to steer us back on the right track, glory to God, so that we don't wander off again, glory to God, who come to uphold us and to strengthen us and to let us know that he was a reality in the beginning. He was with us all the time. We were not, had not yet appeared on the scene, but when we appeared on the scene, God already had it prepared for you and I. He already had the way made, glory to God. I like this God, hallelujah. He already had things prepared for me. Even before I was in my mother's womb, God had my way made, glory to God. Even before you was in your mother's womb, God done already had your way made, glory to God. So stand up on his word when you're going through the wilderness. You're going to go through the wilderness, but go through with Jesus Christ, the author and the finisher of your faith. Hallelujah. Everybody stand. When they was in the wilderness, and I was telling y'all about the buzzards, wouldn't even go there. When you in your wilderness experience, and you in there with your stinking thinking, the world don't even want to be around you. They don't. First thing they're going to say, you're trying to look like them. You supposed to have came out. And see, one thing else thing about the world, they are watching you to find out whether or not they want to go the same way you're going. But if you trip up along the way, they're going to say, I don't want to go that way. But if you keep your mind stayed on Christ, get roughed up, knocked down, talked about, even by those that are watching you, glory to God. If you get talked about, sometimes you might get cursed out. Sometimes the people do you great harm, hurt your feelings, glory to God. But I'm here to tell you, get your feelings off of your shoulders, glory to God, and put them under your feet, glory to God, and let the grace of God reign in your life so that you can go through this world. We need Jesus all the way home. We ain't going to get there no other way. Israel didn't get out of the wilderness, glory to God. They died in the wilderness. I don't know about you, but I'm not planning on being born of the kingdom of God and not making it in, glory to God. I'm not going to miss that part that's on the other side waiting on you and I, glory to God. I'm going to get there, and in the meantime, while I'm going through, hallelujah, I'm going to lift up God and praise his name all the way home and thank him, glory to God, because I know that I'm going to make it in. Hallelujah. Come on and give me some praise. Glory to God. If you like prayer tonight, come on down an altar. Hallelujah. We need help every day.